This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio. Health and wellness on Joy Drive.
Now, we're hearing a lot about ultra-processed foods and the other health effects of eating, you know, too many of them. And we know plant-based foods are popular for health for other reasons, but are they really that healthy? And what does the research show? Well, Dr. Evangeline Mantzioris is Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia. Good afternoon, Evangeline.
Good afternoon, Warren. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Let's talk about this. Are plant-based burgers really bad for your health?
Well, this is interesting because this was a research article that was released a couple of weeks ago, and the headlines were quite scary. Like the New York Post's headline was, "Vegan Fake Meats Linked to Heart Disease Early Death Study."
That is scary.
Graph said vegans are slowly killing themselves.
So is there any truth behind it?
Yeah, no, not really. Well, we don't know. But from this study, it was fascinating as to why they reported this. Because what this study did was it looked at it about 127,000 odd people. And it looked at what they were eating between 2009 and 2012. And then they linked their hospital records and death records to what they were eating. And what this study wanted to do was to look if ultra-processed foods, which we know are bad, but those that come from plant foods, because we know plant foods are good, are just as bad as ultra-processed foods that come from animals.
So,
isn't it?
Eventually, before we go any further, let's remind ourselves, what are ultra-processed foods? Are they the packet of biscuits that I buy on the shelf? What does it include?
Yeah, look, that's right. It's those foods that easiest way to think about is that you can't make in your own home. So, yes, you can make biscuits at home, but you can't make those biscuits at home that you buy at the supermarket that are highly processed, you know, like Oreos or, you know, mince slice or Tim Tams. This is sounding bad, isn't it?
I'm just thinking, as you were saying those things, I'm thinking, right, I'm just going through my pantry thinking, I've got to throw that one out. But you know what? I'd rather know, Evangeline, than not know.
No, well, that's right. It also includes things like macaroni cheeses. Oh. It includes, you know, lollies, chocolate bars, really those things that you can't make at home yourself. And that includes some of these vegan burgers or fake meat that they call them. So what this group wanted to do was to see if there was any difference with ultra-processed foods that come from plants, like biscuits, pastries, cakes, or those that come from animals, like yogurts and processed meats. And so they looked at 127,000 people over 3 years, and they looked at the intake of both of these types of ultra-processed foods. And what they found was that regardless of whether the ultra-processed food came from plants or animals, it was just as bad for you.
Ah, so by eating ultra-processed food that is vegan is just as bad as eating ultra-processed food that has some sort of animal product, like a biscuit with butter in it, for example. It doesn't make it any healthier just because it's got the vegan label on it. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so the question then was, what about vegan burgers, you know, those type that are made to look like meat? And so it was interesting because it was interesting that the headlines came out of this paper like this. But when you look at the study more carefully, only 0.2% of the energy intake of all the participants actually came from vegan burgers. 20% of their total energy intake came from the bread, the pastries, the buns, the cakes and the biscuits. So this headlines that have come with this story are a little bit inaccurate. We can't really tell the impact of those plant-based vegan burgers based on this study. And one of the problems is it was a low percentage, but also people weren't eating them a lot back in 2009 and to 2012. They've sort of come out in the last, you know, 6-7 years where they've really, you know, dominated the supermarket shelves. So to really answer that question, if the plant-based vegan meats are bad, another study really needs to be done where it forms a bigger part of people's diet.
Can I, Evangeline, I had a look at those. There's a whole section in my local supermarket devoted to these vegan alternatives. And I'm all about reducing the amount of meat that I eat, particularly red meat. I hardly eat any at all now. And I noticed that picked up a couple of the packets of burgers, and there's a couple of things. One, I don't understand why you want to eat a burger if you don't want to eat meat anyway. If I want to not eat meat, I'll have a nice plate of vegetables or something else. But if you look at the ingredients list on these fake burgers or fake sausages, I mean, it's so long and there's so many things that if you're not some sort of chemist, you don't necessarily know what these numbers and things are. I just find it too long. I put it straight back on the shelf.
That's right. So that's a good clue for us. So the upshot is, so what do we think these fake meats are going to be like? And as you've said, the more processed they are, the more additives they have in them, it's more likely that they're not going to be as good for our health, you know, best guesses. And so what you're better off is going for those plant burgers that you can see the food in it. So that might be made up of beans and, you know, and they've been put together in a patty like chickpea patties or, made from different vegetables where you can see that the grated carrot in there and the grated pumpkin and, you know, whatever might go into it. But the other option is, because people that are vegan or vegetarian try to find a source of protein in their diet. And the best option is probably to go for beans and lentils that you can just put in your soups, make as a casserole, make as a curry. And we've talked about them heaps and heaps so far.
But we talk about them for a reason, don't we?
That's right, because they're whole foods. And remember, whole foods are best. And we've got to try and reduce the amount of ultra-processed foods that we're consuming. The other argument is that those vegan or plant burgers give a bit of that umami taste to the food, which people who are deciding not to eat meat for many reasons sort of miss that taste. But you can add mushroom to it. You can add yeast to it, nutritional yeast to these foods to try to mimic that umami flavour that sometimes people miss with meat. So there are ways around it of still keeping your diet vegan or vegetarian, but getting that same flavours. And of course, you might make the decision about, you know, what type of meats you might eat. You might not eat processed meats, but you might still eat red meat. You might drop the red meat and only eat poultry and fish. And you might drop the poultry and only eat fish. And then some people will drop all of it and keep up the dairy. So, you know, there's a lot of choices that people can make within that space if they want to follow a plant diet.
Evangeline, I don't want to digress too much, but just while we're on the subject of burgers, yes, I don't like the highly processed burgers. And I have noticed there are ones are available where you can see the whole ingredients in it. But I also, the other day I thought, I feel like a burger. And I thought, I can't be bothered making one. I'll go and get one of the ones from the supermarket that's pre-made. And I picked up the packet thinking, it'll just have mince and, you know, carrot and onions and a few other things in it. But no, there's that sodium nitrate in it as well. So they've snuck that in it. It's not just in things like salamis and things as well.
Yeah, that's right. So it's used there to keep that colour of redness, that the mince does, because as soon as it's exposed to air, it starts to turn a little bit brown, which, you know, can be off-putting. So it's difficult to navigate it all, isn't it? You could make your own mince at home, but that's sort of getting really old school now, isn't it? Just get those burgers and, you know, having to put up with the nitrate in there. But we got to remember that is in there because it does reduce the risk of any bacterial infections. So there is a reason it's put in there. But once again, the addition of it into those meat products can be problematic as well. So it's always a balance, isn't it, of deciding what to do.
It is definitely. Now, before we let you go, but let's just summarise. So ultra-processed foods also include ultra-processed vegan foods. And just because it's vegan, it's still just as bad for you as the other ultra-processed foods that contain animal products. Is that right?
That's correct. But from this study, we can't tell if the plant burgers are going to be problematic as well, or the fake meat burgers, the likelihood is that it probably is, and you are better to go for whole foods, you know, like beans and lentils and pulses and pressed, you know, patties.
Fantastic, Evangeline. I feel like we're already healthier because of it.
Excellent. Well, enjoy them tonight. I think wherever you are in Australia, it's probably a little bit cold. So enjoy a yummy casserole tonight.
And soup, Warren. I will. And I'll also enjoy throwing out those, what was it, the Oreos and the Tim Tams out of the pantry. Be gone. Thanks, Evangeline.
Not a problem. Bye-bye.
That's Evangeline Mantioris, who is Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.